My name is Julie Ann Odegaard, and I'm a PhD student at the Department of Comparative Politics at the University of Bergen in Norway. I'm in my second year with still two to go. My thesis is called Learning Democracy, an analysis of political education in upper secondary schools. I casted a blank vote, or no, I just pointed my finger, closed my eyes, and took the piece of paper my finger pointed at. For the first time in 16 years I got to participate in something like this, I thought it was kind of exciting. And yeah, I felt a lot more grown up. These quotes are from two of the 30 students I'm interviewing, all first-time voters at the school election. My project is about political education. An increasing concern to a decreasing voter turnout in most established democracies has encouraged a larger focus on young people's involvement in democratic processes and their democratic participation. Although the schools play a major part in the teaching of political knowledge and skills necessary to participate, it has, however, been discussed whether the school is doing enough to educate young citizens. I take the Norwegian case as an empirical example, as the school election, or mock election as it's often referred to, is a nationally almost all-embracing coordinated political learning project administered by the Norwegian Social Science Data Services. Being arranged prior to all parliamentary and local elections in Norway, a great amount of effort is put in without the program ever really being analyzed at large. So I ask, what role do the school elections play in the political education? Interviews with students are carried out in 2011 and 2013 to analyze the twofold process of the school election. Firstly, the activities the schools organize prior to the school election day, and secondly, the election itself. What are the students' perspectives on this type of political education? The study provides insight into the students' perspectives on the school's political education and contributes to the debate about the most effective ways of organizing and conducting this education.